Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, why should we declutter? So we do this with our hard disk, on our computer and so on. I have a friend. And I've seen his houses, one house in Krat, one house in Chiang Rai, and his big yacht, and his 4 or 5 cars. No? One thing had everything gone. Everywhere were clutter and junk. So for what my friend needs to pick up? to have all the time his clutter and junk with him in the pickup. Yes, it's so extreme. And then I reflect on myself. Do I have too much clutter? Even I declutter all the time. Clutter means the things that we don't need anymore. Okay. We love some things and we buy them and we need them. And after some time, we don't need them anymore. And still the things are in our home and everywhere, and also inside of our subconsciousness. And so we have to get rid of this clutter and junk all the time. Otherwise, we collect too many things, and then our house is full of them. And this will not work, and this will not work out for Feng Shui. This was the reason why I started first with decluttering. So after Feng Shui, we should are surrounded only with the things that we love, and all the other things, get rid of them. And then, when you see everything what you like close to you, life is much more easy. You are more relaxed, more happy. So, we start a job and we don't finish the job. And still the job is inside of our brain. So this is also clutter. When we start something, we finish it. Otherwise, it is a burden. And so all the things. What is inside is outside. If we have clutter everywhere, still this is a part of ourself. It's in our subconsciousness. So we are full of worries, thoughts, and so on. It's just so simple. Then we think over what we need, what we don't need. Okay, there's an 80-20 rule. That 20% of our work is contributing to 80% of our income. So the other 80% of our work, we actually don't need to do. And so it is also with the things what we have. There are so many things that what we don't need, and we still have this in our home. So, for instance, I was buying shirts, even I buy not so much shirts and so on, and shorts, and I put them all the time in my cupboard and so on, and guess, and it filled up more and more. And then thought, okay, I need also some things for the garden work and for dirty work, blah, blah, blah. No? And then I said, I don't have a good short, I don't have a good t-shirt anymore. So I bought more from this. And when I started to throw away the things, to declutter, to look what I really love and not love on my clothes. Oh. I had so much things bought so that I don't need to buy any shorts or t-shirts anymore for the next years. It's just so. And so it is with everything. If we get more space in our cupboards, then we can fill it up with new things. If we stick to the old things, to this clutter, then we are not open with a new for new things, and we should be all the time in the here and now and open for the new things. Makes sense, no? So get rid of the clutter, because the clutter is also inside of yourself. If you get rid of the clutter outside, then you empty also yourself, and then you are open again. And for sure, you don't have to throw away everything or to sell everything. For instance, I've quite a lot of music instruments and so on. I have two sitars and a tabla and a djembe and so on. But my keyboard I have sold already. And the harmonium. Okay. So for what I should sell my great sitars? Even I don't play it to this time. Maybe later I will play it again. The same is with my tabla. So now I like to play tabla, okay, and my djembe. It's all the time. We don't have to throw away everything. So to keep the things what you love. The other thing is people like to sweep the dirt under the carpet, and what is out of sight is still inside of us. For instance, if the entrance of your house is not beautiful, there's garbage outside and so on, you don't see it, still it's outside and still it's occupied your subconsciousness. And this is a really, really total truth. And then you feel somehow uneasy to invite the people because your house is not so clean and so much clutter inside, or you're not proud where you live and so on, because you don't change the environment or the house so that it's for you cozy and nice and beautiful. And if you are afraid to invite people, then there's something wrong with your house, or maybe with you. So too much clutter. You make it very simple. No? So I hope that I have inspired you and that you will start to work, get rid of the old things, and then a new door is open. You invite the new, better things. After some time, the better things are also old. You declutter it, throw it away, and so on. That is done. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.